Robert wasn't sure why he followed her. Actually, this wasn't true. He knew precisely why. He was just ashamed to admit it. He'd been in this situation before, where he had sensed something odd about someone, and had an adventure of sorts. And now he wanted another one. So he followed. But was that all? Was there another reason beyond a yearning for fresh baking? They were moving through crowds now and past a knot of youth, phone lingering by a coffee shop. "Oi!" a youth cried out to the woman as she passed them. "Your arms are too long." Robert thought what an odd insult, but realized the youth was right. Her arms were slightly too long. Actually, all her proportions seemed wrong. Tall, very tall, and the head slightly too large. She stopped at Trafalgar Square and sat on a bench, staring at the pigeons, upset, almost drawn to tears. A particularly large pigeon waddled across to her. "Hello, Harry," she said to the bird. There was no particular reply, no coo, or not that Robert could hear, standing as he was a fair distance away and noise-drowned by the fountain jets and the tourists taking photos. Robert was getting rather wet and thinking of doing something more normal than following strangers, when, "Are you following me?" the woman asked loudly over the spray. "Sorry," he replied, playing it cool. "What did you say?" "Are you following me?" she said, walking up to him now. "What makes you think that?" Robert replied casually. The pigeon thought you might be. "Right," said Robert. "Which pigeon exactly?" "The fat one there," she said, pointing. "His name's Harry." "Hi, Harry," he said, waving to the rotund bird. "Don't patronise me," said the woman, suddenly there, suddenly very close to Robert, face to face, angry, her overlarge eyes larger still up close, every detail of her skin clear, a fine even tone, too fine, too even, plaster-like, or perhaps porcelain, and yet. The smell of bakering was strong in his nostrils, and Robert had to admit she was very pretty when she was angry. "I saw you following me. I don't need a bird to tell me that. I'm not some mad pigeon speaker. Why are you following me?" "I thought you'd lost something," said Robert suddenly. "I saw you searching for something on the bus, and I thought perhaps I could help. I didn't think you were mad at all." "Oh," she said, her face breaking into a thankful smile. "Oh, in that case, perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for the Crimean War. Have you seen it?"